Rolling Maseches Peah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, 4-6. Most of the Masechta so far has focused on the mitzvah of Peah, which is leaving a segment of your field for the poor as you harvest it, or at the end, when you finish harvesting. There are two other mitzvahs that are gifts to the poor that apply to a field of grain, and that is the mitzvah of Leket and the mitzvah of Shichcha. Each of those actually are, to be honest, both a mitzvah Aseh and a Lav, so there'd be a total of six, three positive, three negative. In any case, so here in this Mishnah, we're going to explore the halachas that apply to a non-Jew who harvests a field if he converts before the end of the harvest. So the question will be, does the non-Jew, after converting, have to leave Peah, Leket, or Shichcha? Just to clarify, Peah is, again, the leftover segment of the field that one leaves the poor, and it's still attached to the ground. Leket, as we'll see later on, is the obligation to leave one or two stalks that fall as one harvests, reaping the field. So when he reaps and cuts the grain, let's say, if one or two stalks fall in the harvesting process, so then he has to leave them on the ground, and then the poor will come and collect those fallen stalks. And the mitzvah of Shichcha is the prohibition of going back to collect forgotten sheaves. Now, a sheaf is a bundle of individual stalks that are tied together, and the particular mitzvah of Shichcha applies primarily when one collects those sheaves and brings them in for the sake of processing into a single threshing floor. But there is a separate mitzvah, a separate obligation when it comes to the mitzvah of Shichcha, which is if one forgot some standing stalks in the field, he can't go back and get them. Okay, and if he overlooked them in the reaping process, he can't go back a second time. So although the primary mitzvah of Shichcha is not going back to get forgotten bundles that you didn't bring in when you were bringing them in to process, but it also applies secondarily to actually standing grain, kama in Hebrew, that you overlooked as you were reaping your field. So the Mishnah will say now, inside, Ovid Kochavim, a non-Jew, Shekatzer Esadeo, who's living in Israel and harvests his field, as he reaps the field, V'achar Kach Nizgayer, after he finished cutting, reaping the stalks, he then Nitgayer, he then converts to being a Jew, Pater Min Aleket, Umin Ashicha, Umin Apeah. He's exempt from all three things. He's exempt from leaving Leket, that is to say, if stalks fell while he was harvesting them, he's allowed to keep them, because he wasn't Jewish at the time. And Shichcha, the bundles that he bundled up, the sheaves in the field, which he bundled when he was not Jewish, he may go back and collect, and even if he forgets some, he can collect them a second time, even as a Jew. And Peah, the corn of the field, the segments of the field, so since he harvested the field while he was not Jewish, there was no obligation for Peah or any of the other two things, to leave. And therefore, he can go and harvest his entire field. And even if he converts, there's no need to go back and replace or compensate the poor of his town for the pay he might have otherwise left. The reason for all three things, why he's putter and Peah, Leket, and Shichcha, is because he wasn't Jewish. And the Torah requires only a Jew to do it. It's actually learned that from a verse. The Pasuk says, Uvekutzerchem es ktzir artzechem, when you are reaping, harvesting the harvest of your field, and again, it's kutzrachem, your field, artachem, and your land, so it's only in Eretz Yisrael, and only if you, the Jew, are collecting it. So a non-Jew is exempt, and therefore a non-Jew doesn't need to leave Peah, Leket, or Shichcha. Rabbi Yehuda, however, Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev b'shichcha. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that there's no Peah or Leket, because those things happen, the obligation to leave Peah happens as one harvests, and that time he wasn't Jewish. And Leket is what falls as you're harvesting, and he wasn't Jewish when that happened, so we can leave those things. However, when it comes to Shichcha, he's Mechayev. He's Mechayev you to not go back and collect bundles. Meaning, that is to say, if the Jew did the reaping and the bundling of the wheat, left those bundles in the field for later, and then he converts, and then he now goes back to bring those bundles in, since he's Jewish now, there's a prohibition on him as a Jew to go back and collect any overlooked, forgotten bundles that he didn't get the first time when he was collecting to bring into the threshing floor. Why? She'ein ha-shicha ela b'sha'as ha'imor. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no obligation of shicha really until the time of the bringing in of the bundles. That being the case, now that he's Jewish and he's bringing the bundles, that's when shicha applies. So Tanakhama holds that since the Torah requires Shichcha, the mitzvah Shichcha, to not go back and get those overlooked, forgotten grain, primarily when it's bundles, but sheaves, but also when it's standing grain. Since when it was standing grain, he was exempt. The Tanakhama holds is also exempt for the bundles. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds the primary obligation for leaving shichcha is only when you're shas he'imor, when you're bringing in from the field. And since he's Jewish at that time, even though standing grain that he left before wouldn't have had obligation of shichcha, but the bundles that he's now bringing in, if he overlooked some or forgot them, then he does have an obligation to leave those behind now as a newly converted Jew as shichcha. Halacha, however, is like the Tanakhama, meaning that a non-Jew who converts between the reaping and the ingathering of the sheaves does not have an obligation of shichcha, and he could go back a second time, collect whatever he forgot in terms of sheaves being brought in for processing. Now, my son Ariel Pesach asked a great question, which is what the chiddush is in the Tanakhama. Of course, once the person has already, the non-Jew has already harvested his field, so how in the world could he leave pay? It's too late. It's already been harvested. So the havamin would be that since there is an obligation to give payah even after it's been harvested, like, for example, a Jew who harvests his entire field and doesn't leave payah, then he's obliged to still give 1/60th of his grain, or even it could be from his bread on his table. He has to reimburse, so to speak, the poor people. So, for example, if a Jew harvested and didn't leave any payah, he'd have to leave 1/60th of his bread or any time between making the bread and the finishing of the harvest to the poor people. So the thought would be that once this non-Jew converts and becomes a Jew, he would have to give 1/60th of his harvest to the poor people as for the mitzvahs asay, at least, of payah. However, both Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda both agree that since the obligation of leaving payah only happens at the time of the katsira, of the reaping, and the reaping has already occurred, so there's no obligation on this new convert.